Yo, it's January 2nd. Sorry about that. It's like the worst day of the year if you work in an office. That's what I remember when I worked in an office. Today is the worst day because you really get, you can slack off a ton during the holidays, and it feels like it's just going to go on forever. You know, like it really starts the week of Thanksgiving. Like that Monday, nobody gives a shit. You can fuck off pretty good. And then it's Thanksgiving, baby. You get fucking nice 4-day weekend. You come back. It's Cyber Monday. Everybody's shopping online for their Christmas gifts. And then you're just cruising through. Everybody, it's just so, you know, this holiday party, there's Secret Santa, whatever the fuck is going on. You gotta work, but it's like, if you could really, it's really a lot more chill, right? Wear a funny sweater. Then Christmas comes, and you're like, oh, man, you get off a couple of days of that. Maybe you got to go in before New Year's. Maybe you take that whole week off. But even that week between those two, nothing gets done. And now you're back. The Starbucks cups are white. You ain't getting a day off till fucking summertime. And it's cold as fuck. Back to work, you piece of shit. You had your time. It's over. Bummer, man. Hated it. I hated working in an office. I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world, obviously. Work is kind of stupid. Kind of sucks. Who wants to work? Not working is so much better. And it's not the working that makes the not working good. The not working is just good. But unless you love your job, I guess. I like what I do, but I'm just getting up now. And it's 11:30, which is pretty fucking cool. All right, what's going on in the news? Wow, the news is pretty bad today. It's a lot of depressing bad shit. Let's see. Man cleared of rape after Facebook message proves his innocence. That's in Australia. Yeah. Facebook Messenger is good for something. Other than people I don't know, like, waving at me. That's what I get on Facebook Messenger all the time, is I get, like, all these randos, like, friend requesting me. I don't know. Sometimes they seem like real people, so I'm like, sure, you can be my friend. I'll accept, unfollow, always unfollow. I don't need that shit in my feed. They're always just posting, like, inspirational quotes or something. But, and then they wave at you on fucking Facebook Messenger. I'm like, dude, why are you waving at me? I don't know you. I'm supposed to wave back? Nope. Delete. But this person got clear, I guess it said, what, there was a message that said, hey, you didn't rape me, I guess. Well, glad he didn't, that worked out. YouTuber Logan Paul posts footage of suicide victim's body on YouTube. People are freaking out about this. I'm glad. That I'm too old to be into, like, YouTuber people. that I didn't grow up with YouTube celebrities as my celebrities, because they stink. That's like, maybe this is, you know, like old people, when Elvis came out, they're like, oh, he's the devil. He's shaking his hips. He's the devil. He's terrible. Listen to that racket. Right? And then it would just be like, oh, look at that. You know, when I was a kid, I was like, how do you listen to that rap music? It's a bunch of noise. It's not any good. What do you listen, right? And maybe I'm that now with the YouTube. I'm like, what's these YouTubers? They're not funny. They just say unfunny shit into the camera and then they jump cut into this vlogging. What are they doing? But it's just garbage, man. This fucking sucks. I don't understand. What kids find funny is shit. But it's... this is... man, I hope I'm not that guy. But I don't complain about it because I don't want to be that guy. I'm like, it's not for me. I guess I don't need to complain about these people. They make millions of fucking dollars. I know that. I don't know, but I don't know their names. And this, there's apparently a forest in, what was that? Let me make sure. Is there? There's a forest where everybody hangs himself. In Japan, suicide forest. Which I think is a problem in itself. But that's Japan. Japan has a forest, this place known as Suicide Forest, and then a person kills himself, and he posts it to get YouTube views. I mean, this is where we're at. That doesn't surprise me at all. Does that surprise people? And then people are mad at him. I don't fucking know. Oh, shit. Watch Dave Chappelle's new specials. They're fucking insane. So good. Two new specials on Netflix. He's the best comedian ever. Nothing about that suicide YouTube thing reminded me of it. It just popped in my mind how, like, that blew my mind. I watched those 2 years. He's the best comedian ever. Fucking, I'm not the best comedian ever, but you can see me this weekend in Long Island at Governor's. It's going to be 3 degrees outside. I'm sure that's going to be great for ticket sales. But come to New York. Fly to New York. Buy yourself another layer. Get yourself a nice North Face jacket or something. Something warm. And come to New York and then go to Long Island and see me. California high school soccer coach charged with human trafficking of teen girls. How many of these soccer coaches do we need to be... what we need to ban is soccer coaches. Can't these kids figure out how to play soccer on their own? Give them the ball. Go out there. They don't need a coach. The coach is going to molest them and traffic and be involved in human trafficking. We don't need the coach. Have one person that's not involved. You sit there. Watch them to make sure they're not killing each other or something. Like a referee, right? The referee, that does it. You never hear about the referee doing anything. So, but don't get rid of the coaches altogether, and get rid of gym class. You don't need it. Anybody that wants to be around child athletics is a problem. Human trafficking the soccer team. I don't even want to read this story. It's going to be depressing. Look, I tap on it, and this guy. You have a picture of this guy's face. You're like, oh yeah, he's a fucking problem. Sacramento High School two teenage girls in the... that guy needs to get the fucking death penalty. But that's my... And soccer coaches. Or any student athletics of any sort, get rid of the coach. They're fucking... At the very least, a goddamn weirdo. You got... They want to tell kids what... I don't like them. Get rid of them. They're done. All right. See you tomorrow. We love you.